following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's your idea of perfection? What do you think it takes to achieve your goals? My name is Nico, and thank you for tuning into The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was my junior year, and I had to do my audition, my live audition in front of my band directors, and I didn't feel the greatest going into it. I remember I wasn't that confident on all of the scales that I should have known, and on both excerpts, I wasn't really confident in my abilities to execute them as much as I knew that I could. But eventually, I got through the audition. It sounded all right, but I could have been better, of course. So that audition was about a month away from the end of the school year. And come the end of the school year, the directors posted the results for the auditions. And turns out, I had broken all of my expectations and placed into the highest ensemble at my school. Today's episode is all about surpassing one's expectations. Whether this be as a musician or as an athlete, surpassing one's expectations is a really great way of growing. As I talked in the last episode, grit is a big factor in many parts that lead to success. But grit, in addition to being there for maintaining your success, which is another episode in and of itself, maintaining something is completely different from improving and really breaking your skill ceiling. For example, like that audition, I really was anxious going into it, but as I went into the room with all three band directors, I just let loose and played my heart out. And the results show that that's all I really needed to do. I really just got in my head a lot of the times when placing these restrictions on myself, like, oh, I don't think I'm good enough for this, or if I did more, I'd be ready, but I'm not ready right now. I think a lot of us fall into the bad habit of doing that, and it comes from a place of humbleness, which is good. But also you need to realize that you can have fun and expect more of yourself, because if you don't expect more from yourself, how are you ever going to make big strides toward your goal and grow as a person or grow in whatever field that you want to achieve? I always think to myself whenever I'm in the gym or practicing or studying, I always think to myself that I don't want to be just the average normal guy. I want to surpass any expectations that I have for myself, any that my parents have, and even any that whatever authority has maybe. For example, I want to surpass my professor's expectations of me and get good grades. I want to surpass my own expectations of myself as I'm trying to better my own body and health. And I want to surpass the expectations of my band directors that day in the audition room. All of that is another good driving force as to help you surpass your expectations. And doing so is a really great feeling. You feel like everyone's cheering for you, even though, unbeknownst to yourself, you're really the only one that knows how much of an achievement that this really is, which is another thing. You might want to tell everyone, hey, I did this, or look at the great thing that I achieved, but not everyone will understand it, which is, it's a tough thing when someone isn't there for you to support you in that, but you have to realize that they weren't there when you made these own goals and expectations for yourself, and they weren't there when you happened to surpass those goals that you set for yourself. So it's a hard thing to relate to, but it's a really good feeling that only a few can relate to, because pushing yourself is a really hard thing. Me personally, in my life, I haven't really been one to push myself past expectations. I always like to play it safe. Mostly that's out of fear of failure. But you really can't be scared of failing if you want to grow. Realizing that has really catapulted me into a lot of self-improvement, and a lot of improvement in studies, and a lot in working out in general. In addition to that example with my audition, as for being a student, most of what I've done is just the baseline. And that just so happened to be a little more than what most people would consider the minimal amount of work. Because, not to sound like I'm bragging or anything, but I'm a pretty decent student. I get mostly A's with a few B's sprinkled in there, and the occasional C. That's every couple of years in a really tough class. But for me, it's that situation where it's like the gifted kid who never really had to work a lot in life doesn't really grow because they've never challenged. And that was kind of me going into high school. I never challenged myself. I literally didn't take any honors or AP classes until senior year just because I was so scared of failing. And I was like, oh, I'd be better off just taking normal classes and getting A's and getting a decent GPA. But as for senior year, the one honors class I took, honors anatomy physio, that class really shifted my gears in how I should study and how I should tackle a difficult class. Because by senior year, I already knew that I wanted to be a nurse and I wanted to go to Dominican University. So taking that class seemed like a really reasonable step in my journey. And that class was no easy feat. The way they have it at Dominican is you take a semester of physio and then a semester of anatomy or vice versa. But the way our teacher operated that class, we had to learn the anatomy and physio at the same time of each system. So when we were learning, for example, the muscular system, we learned all the names of them and where they were located in addition to their functions, in addition to their origins and their insertions. Regarding content like that, I really had never been challenged like that ever academically. So that forced me to really change how I study. I had to really shift away towards just the simple memorization, and I had to gear myself towards making connections and realizing what each thing really means. Because I'm starting to realize how good of a habit that was then, because right now in my current class, that good habit is really helping me achieve my goal in this class. For example, I don't have to resort to cheating. The temptation to cheat here in Dominican is way less, one, because of the consequences, but two, it's also because I'm really confident in my skills as a student to really absorb and process all of the knowledge that I'm getting in from lectures and slideshows. I don't have to resort to cheating. So that's another thing that I'm proud about myself. And that's another goal that I had vastly surpassed, because coming here, I really thought this is going to be like the toughest thing that I've ever done as a student. I'll probably need to think of creative ways how to cheat, but as of right now, I'm doing pretty well. In relation to physicality, the gym has been another point of self-improvement and self-growth for me. For example, on recent sets of chest press, I've always limited myself to 8 to 12 reps of a certain weight. And just today, I managed to break that by not only surpassing 12, not only surpassing 15 reps, but in fact doing 20 just because I felt like I could do it. And noticing that growth from when I started lifting initially back in June, I was really surprised at myself and the amount of growth that had happened just in those 4 months. 2 months if you count me being consistent, because the first 2 months of gym were just with friends and just like a casual hangout thing. We didn't really push ourselves that much. At least I didn't. But being at Dominican for nearly 2 months and having access to a gym that I could go to regularly, the amount of growth that I've seen is just really surprising. And I was just really happy to see that I've surpassed the goals that I've set on myself for a long time now. And now that I think about it, I want to see what I can do on other exercises, but that'll have to wait until another day. Here's another really good example during my days of consistent musicianship of me surpassing my own expectations. Surpassing my own expectations can come in the form of one season of marching band, because putting together a whole production from an individual standpoint is a monumental task. And to think that I was able to do that to a great degree, that I could be a good role model for people in my section, I'm really proud of that. But also being able to help others when they need more practice on stuff, being there to help my underclassmen on a difficult phrase or on some difficult choreography, being there to help them really surpassed my expectations, because as a freshman, my gosh, I was so overwhelmed with how stuff was in the program, with how they ran rehearsals, with how hard the music was. There was a lot of stress there and a lot of self-loathing that I would never be good enough and that I would never be great at all in the activity. But seeing as I've achieved being in the highest ensemble, seeing as I've achieved becoming section leader, that's really a testament to the amount of grit that I had in order to break my own expectations. And at this point, looking back, they weren't even expectations. They were just needless limitations on myself that really skewed my view of what I can do. And like I said earlier in the episode, limiting oneself is not at all good for achieving success, because if I had kept those limiters on me, if I had kept thinking, man, I'm never going to be good enough, I won't ever be good enough at the flute, I won't ever be a good enough mover, no one's ever going to ask me for help, I won't be good for anything, if I had kept thinking that way, I wouldn't be where I am today. I probably would have quit band come junior year, which is what a lot of people do, since you just need 2 years of PE credit. But luckily, me and a few good friends stuck it out until senior year, and we all had a really fun time, not only just being mentors for underclassmen, but also as we got better at the activity, it became more fun, as we were like, hey, this music, it's not as hard as it was a few years ago or a few months ago, and all this choreo. Ah, I remember this chunk in the show last year where that was way harder than this. This is a piece of cake. But there is so many moments like that where I'm really grateful that I didn't give up on myself, and I'm really grateful that my peers didn't give up on me, because I wasn't the only driving factor in my success. There was a lot of people there to help support me, and I'm so thankful for them. This includes my closest friends that were in the flute section, my parents, and all of them were a really big inspiration that helped me push through these self-imposed limitations. And all I can say is to them, thank you. But everything that I've done in life is a real testament to the fact of I can do anything. I'm not just an average guy, and success will come with time, but I have to put in the hard work and time in order to break whatever limitations that I have on myself, and hopefully I can do the same for others. Well, thank you for tuning into this episode of The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection.